welcome to this UBP podcast. My name is Ruben Shadaya, and I'm a Senior Investment Specialist for EM Fixed Income at UBP Asset Management. Today we will take a look at Russia and the impact of sanctions on the EM corporate bond indices. JP Morgan announced on 7th March 2022 that it will remove all Russian constituents from its indices on the 31st of March 2022. This was in response to market disruption and subsequent impact on the replicability of the indices, according to JP Morgan. This follows on from a previous announcement that new debt issuance from sanctioned Russian entities would not be eligible for inclusion as from the 1st of March 2022. Economic sanctions on corporate bond issuers can make it difficult to replicate benchmarks for investors, and the standard approach in such instances is to put those issuers on a watch list before a decision is made about whether or not to exclude the sanctioned issuers from the benchmark. JP Morgan's announcement on 7th of March confirms that they will now exclude all Russian corporate issuers from their indices from the end of this month. In this flash, we take a look at Russia's exposure within the JP Morgan semi-diversified, the financial impact of the sanctions, and the limited contagion effect in EM corporates historically. As at the end of January 2022, Russia's weighting in the JP Morgan semi-diversified, a reference EM corporate benchmark, was at 4.40%, represented by 38 bonds from 22 different issuers. By the end of February 2022, Russia's weighting in the index had fallen to 1.57% as a result of the sanctions and limited liquidity in those instruments. Further price action has seen Russian exposure dwindle to 0.85% as at 8th March 2022. Investment-grade issues, such as Lukoil and Gazprom, have seen their prices on the bonds go from around 100 a few weeks ago to less than 40. Chart 1 illustrates some of the main Russian corporate bonds in the benchmark and the resulting price action. High-yield Russian bonds are being priced at the 10 to 20 levels in what remains an illiquid market with few buyers. Exposure to Russian bonds was detrimental to performance, but it is important to put this into context relative to the broader risk-off environment we're currently in. Over the course of February 2022, Russian bonds in the JP Morgan semi-diversified returned minus 65%, detracting minus 2.8% from the total return of the index, which was at minus 5.0%. Russian issuers were predominantly concentrated in the oil and gas and metals and mining sectors, which suffered as a result of some of the largest constituents posting strong losses over the course of February 2022, as illustrated in chart 2 above. The oil and gas sector was down 9% over the course of a month, while metals and mining lost 14.8%. While Russian issuers also included a fair amount of financials, the higher level of diversification in terms of countries within this sector helped to relatively insulate its performance, which was minus 3.4% last month. While we are seeing anecdotal evidence of some Russian issuers still able to service their external debt, the Russian Central Bank has barred any coupon payments to foreign investors, which is likely to result in defaults across those issuers, as we will most likely be unable to service the longer-term debt payments. Given the broad diversification of the EM corporate bond market, which for the JP Morgan semi-diversified includes 548 issuers in 46 countries, country-specific risk have usually only led to limited contagion across the investment universe. As illustrated in chart 3, which only includes countries accounting for more than 1% of the index, while Russia significantly underperformed, most of the countries saw less pronounced underperformance in February 2022. The general risk-off environment has seen credit spreads widen across most markets, and while EM corporates were also impacted last month, we believe that it remains highly unlikely that sanctions on Russian issues will lead to a further widening of spreads for companies based in other locations, such as Asia, the Middle East, and Latin America. These three regions are likely to benefit the most from the index rebalancing as the weighting of emerging Europe goes down in benchmarks as a result of Russia's exclusion. Looking ahead, we believe that rising commodity prices are likely to benefit issuers from Latin America and the Middle East. The mining and oil sectors of the index together represent almost 15% of the JP Morgan semi-diversified. And several countries and companies could gain a real advantage, especially those exposed to commodities. term of trades for emerging markets, on average, have improved by 6% year-to-date as a result of the higher commodity prices so far in 2022. Following the exclusion of Russia, capital should also be redeployed in some of those countries, thereby creating additional technical support for these issues. Emerging markets have suffered on the back of Russia's action in Ukraine, but are, in our view, better positioned than European markets should the conflict continue or escalate. Emerging Europe, with the exclusion of Russia, will now be a smaller segment of the asset class and will likely further insulate EM indices from the impact on emerging European issues. The recent events in Russia and Ukraine have created an additional risk premium in emerging market corporate issues, irrespective of their ability to repay their debt. Given the low contagion effect in the asset class, we believe that this could provide long-term investors with an ideal entry point. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.